This is Michael Johnson, and welcome to another in our series of podcasts from Siemens Enterprise Communications. We've been talking about unified communications, and our guest today, with his perspective, is Mark Straton, who's the Senior Vice President for Global Marketing at Siemens Enterprise Communications. Mark, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me today.
So, Mark, from your perspective, what is unified communications?
Well, I think maybe the best way to describe unified communications is to describe the problem that it's trying to solve. A couple years ago, we did a survey, and the average information worker said that they use about 7 different devices to access information. So what you have is a situation is where you use your desk telephone, your desk voicemail, your cellular telephone, your cellular voicemail, your online email, your BlackBerry, your home phone, hotel phones, et cetera, and all the devices and gadgets that you use to keep yourself hopefully connected. And so the idea behind unified communication is very simple. It's trying to solve the problem of the fragmented communications experience and trying to manage the information overload. Because when you have multiple voicemails, one on your cell phone, one in your business, and even one at your home with an answering machine, and you have email and instant messaging, et cetera, it's not uncommon that you'll get 4 or 5 messages on the same topic. So you have exponential increases in the amount of information that you get. And even though it's on the same topic, you know, you've got to decipher this. So unified communications is trying to bring a way to organize all these different communications and information flows in a way that's productive for the user. So it means things like one number, one mailbox, the ability to filter, allow people to get to you when they need to get to you, and the ability to find people through presence technologies when you need to find them in the medium that they're available at.
So, Mark, how would you describe the specific trends that we're going to be seeing in the unified communications arena coming up?
I think the main trend that people need to keep in mind is the idea of a software-based approach to communications and an open approach to communications. So the idea that unified communications is going to be provided by one vendor. So a lot of the traditional telephony players believe that they're going to provide a unified communication solution. On the other hand, a lot of the traditional groupware providers think that they're going to provide unified communications. But the truth is that unified communications will be a multi-vendor solution. People will do business with a variety of different mobile operators from around the world, depending on where they're located. Different companies will choose different groupware collaboration systems, whether it be IBM, Microsoft, open source, SAP, or other. And even within the same company, particularly as companies acquire new divisions or companies and sell off things, you'll often have a mixed environment within your own organization. But at a minimum, as you outsource and tightly partner with your collaborative partners, they'll use different systems as well. So you'll have to operate in an open environment no matter what happens, and you'll need to choose a software-based platform that's based on SIP, that's based on SOA, and these types of technologies to be able to play in this environment. And how Siemens sees it taking off is we see that it will start with software-based voice. And I don't mean voice over IP. I mean the next step as it relates to voice over IP, which is a software-based solution that runs as an IT application out of a data network. It uses standard industry servers, standard industry operating systems, et cetera, et cetera. This drives a much lower TCO. That's where you need to start because you can't get to true unified communications until you've taken that step. The second area, I think, will be what I would call voice-based UC. The big dollars, the low-hanging fruit in enterprises today is in conferencing as one example. So, for example, in the United States, there's about 2,000 enterprise communications employees, and we spend about $500,000 a year on voice conferencing alone. By moving to unified communications, we can eliminate 100% of that expense. Additionally, about 25% of our workforce teleworks. We can save about $400,000 a year by utilizing unified communications with that teleworking sales force. One of the key drivers in savings there, by the way, is forcing calls off the expensive cellular network onto an IP network. The third leg in that 2,000 example of ourselves is we can save about $1.5 million by converting to software-based voice. So we replace about 23 traditional voice over IP systems with a single software-based approach. So there's a huge cost savings for enterprises to focus on those three areas. The third area is you've seen IBM, Microsoft, and others make some aggressive move into unified communications and starting to integrate those capabilities that I just talked to into their groupware, their Web 2.0, their social networking offerings will really offer some great benefits. And then the last frontier, we believe, is really embedding communications deeply into your business processes and designing some custom applications.
So can you expand on what considerations that an enterprise should make when they're evaluating unified communications and selecting a unified communications solution?
I think the first thing that they need to do is decide upon a unified communications strategy. Because a unified communications solution, as I said, will not be from one vendor. It'll be from a variety of vendors, and they will need to be able to integrate into the ecosystem of their business partners, as well as if they have a workforce that spans a nation or spans the world, they're going to have different mobile operators that they're going to have to work with as well. So the idea of a unified communications solution from one vendor is just an oxymoron. It's not going to happen. By definition, it's a multi-vendor environment. The second thing that I already allude to is you need to start with a voice foundation. At the end of the day, the most effective, efficient type of human communication is voice. It's more interactive, it conveys more information, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, you could argue face-to-face is even better, as of course it is, but the Unified Communications Foundation will be built around that voice experience. Now, coming back to this concept of openness, this is where the integration into the call center, again, where you can save or about 25% of all calls require the help of an expert. So where this presence technology that allows you to see if your experts are available. And when I'm talking about presence, I'm not just talking about are they available in instant messaging. I'm talking about presence of are they available by a telephone device, any type of device. Are they available in an application? So a much broader form of presence than what you would associate with just instant messaging, which is, I think, as we all know, fairly limited. The next area I talked about, too, but didn't develop fully, was the idea of integrating into the groupware. So IBM has integrated Siemens OpenScape messaging. Again, it's a SOA-based software platform, and they've integrated it into their SameTime platform using SOA technology. So with their implementation, they can utilize their product on top of any voice communication system, Siemens, Cisco, Avaya, Nortel, Alcatel, it really doesn't matter. And I think this shows the power of openness. And to get the full leverage out of unified communications, I think you need to take that strong voice foundation and then integrate it into that groupware application, whether it be IBM SameTime, Microsoft's OCS, MySAP from SAP, or whatever it is. Now, the next frontier after that is, and this is where the criteria of open, SIP-based, SOA-based platform, a web services architecture, if you will, is really important. And I think an example best illustrates that. So we are in the process of using our OpenScape Unified Communication software platform to integrate it into our Salesforce.com application. So that means that when a customer calls or a sales rep is looking at a customer record based on a message, they'll be able to see work group information on all the people associated with that account. So the systems engineer, the solutions architect, somebody that's doing implementation, and all those experts that are associated with that account will be at their fingertips in a buddy-list type of scenario or work group type of scenario, and they can see their availability, they can start conference calls, they can bring the customer in, and they can do it in a multimedia manner. So I think that gives you an example of the tremendous types of workflow gains, efficiency gains, communication gains that you could get when you really start to integrate communications into business processes.
So we've set the scene, that scenario for unified communications in the future. But say if I've got my enterprise set up with a communications environment that has various products from multiple vendors, what is the migration path to unified communications?
You need to start with a strategy. And everybody has legacy investments that they've made and that you need to maintain or get your full investment out of. And so I wouldn't be too concerned about what I have. I would start with where I want to be, and then I'd work backwards. Okay, how can I get the maximum value out of the investments that I've made? And that's why I believe that communications and unified communications needs to be a software-based approach, Because in that type of approach, with that software-based architecture, you literally run the communications, the voice and the unified communications, as an application that runs out of a data center that can be overlaid on top of an existing voice infrastructure, whether it be TDM or voice over IP. Now, will you get all the deep integration and all the benefits that you would get if you had a fully software-based solution? No, you won't. But you'll get a lot of them. You'll be able to get the conferencing. You'll be able to get the teleworking. You'll be able to get the mobility. You'll be able to start. So our philosophy is that you can use and start with what you have, and you make decisions over time based on where the biggest value points are. And literally, you migrate your enterprise one user at a time when the value point for making that transition is larger than the value of keeping that in-place investment.
Now, you've mentioned software-based communications. Why is that so important?
Well, I think it's important because the technology has matured to a point where you don't need proprietary voice over IP systems that are completely segregated from the IT world to deliver communications. It's important because you can't really do unified communications unless you can switch between communications medias. That could be a voice media, that could be a video media, that could be an instant message, that could be an email, that could be a web collaboration. And what you really want to be able to do is integrate all these things together. And in order to do that, any vendor that tells you that you can do that with a legacy TDM or voice over IP system is simply not being straight with you. You really have to get to that web services, SOA-based, SIP-based software application that uses industry standard hardware, that uses an industry standard IP network, and that you can run it out of your data center like any other application and manage it like you would any other IT application. And a software-based approach is the only way that you're going to be able to accomplish that. Now, the other interesting thing and huge benefit of the software-based approach is in today's world, and a great example is Global Crossing. They provide voice service and are going to provide unified communication services for about 90 different agencies, part of the UK government. And today, they have roughly 600 PBXs. And by going to this software-based approach, they'll be able to replace all 600 PBXs with two software-based systems running out of a data center. Now, you want to talk about economies of scale, reducing your TCO 15 to 25%, you want to talk about massive scalability and not having to worry about putting a different proprietary system in each location. So the software-based approach just has huge benefits in terms of flexibility. It provides the open-based approach to do this multimedia unified communications world. It allows you to operate and transition in a multi-vendor environment. It allows you to scale virtually limitlessly from most enterprises' perspectives. Last, it also is built on carrier-class technologies, and it provides carrier-class scale and resiliency. And that's why you see companies like Global Crossing offering and using this technology for their services.
So, Mark, you've talked a lot about the financial benefits of unified communications and software-based communications. Can you talk about what some of the green benefits would be as well?
Obviously, when you go to a software-based approach and you don't have to have separate systems and you don't have to have separate networks, you get a lot of benefits by leveraging that one IP system, that one data center that you've already made the investments in. In addition, you use a lot less servers. So we've had a study done, and we estimate that our approach uses about 25% less energy than a standard voice over IP system. But maybe the biggest benefits are you really are enabling people to work from their homes, either full-time or part-time, just to miss peak travel periods. And the savings that you get there, of course, in terms of real estate, travel, carbon emissions, and all those types of things can be really tremendous. So this absolutely, unified communications is a green-friendly solution.
So I've got my business set up. I'm looking to deploy unified communications. What departments or functional areas of my business would I look at to deploy first for UC?
Well, I think as part of your unified communications strategy, you always break it down and you always start with the low-hanging fruit. Mobile and teleworking applications. These are areas where the economics, the flexibility, the ease of deployment, and I would also say the business benefits just in terms of connectivity, one number service, one mailbox, you know, getting expensive traffic off the cellular network onto my IP network. All these types of things have tremendous value propositions. So that would be one area that I would look. So any type of mobile population, any type of teleworking population. Second area I would look would be in call centers, because again, about 25% of all calls require an expert to close the call. And if you can move that percentage, take out 50% of those extra calls, that can be big, big numbers in terms of hard dollar savings and fairly easy to implement. After that, I think I would look for areas that are involved in a large amount of voice conferencing or multimedia conferencing, those types of areas. After that, I would look at areas where they really need experts to do their jobs, to facilitate their workflows, and that's where this aggregated presence, which we actually hold a lot of patents on, to get the presence from all the different communication sources, I think offers tremendous potential. A really interesting example is PepsiCo in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Here we have a software-based voice product. We call it OpenScape Voice. We've got about 1,000 users. And interestingly, they use, in this scenario, a legacy IPPBX. The HiPath 4000 is a gateway to the traditional world. So it's a great example of leveraging your existing products and technologies. That could be an Avaya system or something else as well. What's also interesting is that it's a Microsoft IT environment, and so is Siemens Enterprise in the United States. So we're integrating our voice unified communications technologies into these groupware applications. And here they're very specifically taking advantage of the voice conferencing capabilities and the teleworking capabilities of our OpenScape UC application, and also the video conferencing capabilities. So in this particular scenario in Argentina, they were having to rent video conferencing capabilities, and using the desktop video conferencing that's available, the one number services, the voice conferencing, they were able to get a payback in about 6 months and reduce their video conferencing by about 90%. So there's a great example of how people are starting to use this technology to really impact their business.
So, Mark, we've covered a lot today. If our listeners would like to find out a little bit more about some of the scenarios we've been going over today about unified communications, where can they go for more information?
Well, they, of course, can go to our website. It's www.enterprise-communications.siemens.com. And they'll find extensive information there on both our products, but maybe more interesting to the audience is we have a number of studies on usage where we've interviewed customers. We have a number of analyst white papers that go through a lot of the topics that we've talked about today.
We've been talking about unified communications, and my guest today has been Mark Straton, the Senior Vice President for Global Marketing at Siemens Enterprise Communications. Mark, thanks for being with us on the podcast.
Thank you for your time.